This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
We've got a project going with Jim Fallows of The Atlantic and his wife Deb, in which they fly around the country in their own small plane, seeing what they can see, with us tagging along from time to time, trying to figure out what the American economy looks like right now. We call it American Futures.
Where we're going, we don't need roads.
Cirrus 435 Sierra Romeo, got Tango for landing.
Today, a pause to reflect on the government shutdown, the possibility of a default, the national economy, and what is going on in those small cities and towns that Jim and Deb and I have been visiting. Jim, it's good to have you back.
Kai, thanks so much. Nice to talk to you.
We get you between travels today, Mr. Fallows, and I want to ask you sort of a contextual question about, given the state of the economy and the way things are going in Washington and all of that. What have you seen that gives you some insights into the towns that are making it out there and the towns that maybe are struggling a little bit?
We're used to hearing kind of the non-sophisticated contrast between the corrupt big city America and the vibrant small town real America. And I think there's a different impression which has struck us, which is that if you were entirely cut off from the national economic news of showdown, paralysis, and things falling apart, you could feel that things were actually quite healthy in a lot of America. If you saw a number of the cities we've been going to and the kinds of businesses that are being created there, the markets they're serving around the world, the ambitions people are realizing.
You know, that idea of taking the smaller towns and smaller cities economy and shielding them from what's going on in Washington, who do you suppose would be worse off? Would the national economy be worse off if small cities and towns were taken out, or would the small cities and towns be worse off?
Right? Well, of course, I guess it's like asking, would you be worse off without your foot or your hand?
Because you
need to have them both. But at the moment, I would argue that you see the real health of America in a lot of these cities. They're finding ways to work within the constrained, hobbled, fractious, impossible-to-agree national setting and saying, okay, we can agree here locally. We can find ways to serve markets around the world. We can find ways to build up our university and attract talent from around the world, too.
It's interesting that some of these places are not intentionally, but just in a matter of course, having to bypass the national level discussion and go international. You know, as you mentioned, there's some of the places we found in Sioux Falls.
It's true. And here's another thing I'm trying to find the right way to convey the texture of, that some of the most interesting cities we've been to now, five or six of them we spent some time in, they are simultaneously very local in their consciousness and culture, and very global in their outlook, by which I mean some little place in Minnesota or in Michigan or in Vermont that is serving customers literally in Mongolia and in the Congo and in Azerbaijan or wherever else. And yet those same people are thinking, how can we find ways to improve the civic culture of this particular little place? And I think that this may be surprising to me because I'm from Washington, D.C. now, where there's no local pride at all.
It can't all be, though, Jim, that small towns are not all of them can be thriving. Not all of them can be doing well, right? I mean, there are some that just haven't figured it out yet.
Oh, that certainly is the case. And as you and I have discussed before, the success of a place like Sioux Falls in South Dakota has been predicated upon the sort of draining out of a lot of the surrounding prairie areas, a lot of the Dakotas, as people have come there. And so we are not purporting to say we have a completely accurate rendering of all the goods and bads of America right now. But we're looking for, at least as a first step, of saying, if there are places that are working, what can you deduce from them, and what can that be applied elsewhere?
James Fallows of The Atlantic. He and his wife, Deborah, are on an episodic cross-country trip in their own private little plane. I'm tagging along every now and then. It's a project we're calling American Futures. I'll see you, in a couple of weeks out in Eastport, Maine, right, Jim?
Weather permitting, as always.
As always. All right, we'll see you then.
Thanks, Kai.
You can follow along in the continuing adventures of Jim and Deb Fallows and our project American Futures at our website, marketplace.org. Jim's awesome blog is there as well. And if there's a place you think we ought to go, tell us.